listeners to this program may recall dramatic descriptions of drilling for gas in Colorado's Rocky Mountains. And now we have an update. That drilling has dropped more than 50% since last fall. There was a boom fueled by high gas prices and the Bush administration's willingness to open public lands. Now, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, both those things are history, and a number of communities in Colorado are hurting.
Parachute, Colorado is one of those small mountain towns where people love to tell stories about famous bad guys from the past.
According to the lore they told us when we were looking at this building, this was the last bank that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid robbed before they started robbing trains.
Clint Robinson manages a store that sells all kinds of drilling safety supplies like gloves, harnesses, and earplugs. That's an interesting tale about Butch Cassidy, but historians say it's probably not true. For Robinson, though, it's an amusing diversion from the decline in drilling that's hurting the business he opened just a few months ago.
We might have chosen just a little better time to get started here when the rigs were all coming in instead of going away.
Those rigs are heading to other parts of the country where the land is flatter and the drilling more profitable. But there's something else contributing to the slowdown. A new generation of Democratic policymakers is heeding warnings from environmental groups that wild areas in the Rocky Mountains are at risk. Tracy Haupt is a Garfield County commissioner.
There was a red target on the Colorado-Rocky Mountain region for energy development, and things were moving so rapidly. Permitting was being streamlined, protections were being exempted.
Haupt says the drilling boom is not the reason she first got into politics, but she says the boom was changing the environment here so rapidly.
I was very concerned that we were going to lose one of the most precious areas in the world to short-term greed.
Haupt also sits on Colorado's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which is putting new rules in place that require companies to jump through more environmental hoops to get a drilling permit. The industry has warned the rules are encouraging companies to drill elsewhere. One of the most active drillers in Colorado is Encana. Spokesman Doug Hawk says the company recently set aside $500 million to invest in drilling.
In making our decision on where to spend that, we chose to spend it all in Texas, Louisiana, and Wyoming, and none of it in Colorado, in part because of the uncertainty over the rules.
Hawk says Encana wasn't trying to send a message to policymakers in Colorado, but he says if they receive a message, it might be a good thing. Those in the natural gas industry say the talk coming out of Washington these days isn't very encouraging either.
The gas industry is in a conundrum right now.
Porter Bennett is CEO of Bentec Energy. He says another reason the Rocky Mountain boom has cooled is because there's not enough pipeline to transport gas to population centers. He says the Obama administration's focus on renewable energy is discouraging investment in natural gas.
When you look at national and local policies, those tend to discourage demand. So as a producer, are you going to put money into a pipeline? I don't think so.
But clearly, the most important factor here is the price of natural gas. When demand goes back up and prices follow, everyone agrees it's likely drillers will once again return to this rich and expensive source of natural gas in the Colorado Rockies. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.